Today, in a blatant act of unconstitutionalism, the Democratic Alliance in Johannesburg was blocked from conducting an oversight at the deteriorating Johannesburg Arts Gallery by City of Johannesburg MMC Community Development Tebogong Kgogo. This visit followed reports of unauthorized repairs at the facility that houses the largest public collection of modern and contemporary art in the sub-Saharan Africa. From the onset, the public representatives and the members of the media were met with hostility. Security personnel under instruction shut the gate. Instead of welcoming an oversight, officials seemed intent on blocking transparency. Upon MMC Nkonko and his team's arrival, it was claimed that the gallery was closed due to construction. However, the director of community development office admitted having no information of the project's timeline and contractors or the scope of work. Their usual excuse will be the MMC is new to the position and needs more time to gather information. We will be writing to the MMC, to the MEC of Cooperative Governance and Traditional Affairs. The MMC has to go, whether it be for his blatant ignorance or for his unconstitutional conduct today. While repairs to JAG are long overdue, the process has been shrouded in secrecy with no transparency, consultation or adherence to proper procedures. Public representatives and JAG stakeholders have not been informed about critical details, including who commissioned the work, who has been contracted, or the scope of repairs. These omissions raises red flags, and such work must involve qualified contractors and heritage practitioners with specialized expertise. Last week, it emerged that artwork were loaned to gallery in South Korea. This was done without informing the relevant bodies or the public, leaving the halls of the JAG even emptier than unusual. Mold and water damage is common sight in JAG, while world-renowned painting suffered water damage. One can only hope that the priceless art piece of on loan in Korea are kept in better condition than they were here at home, Johannesburg. Then again, we would not know, as this deal has been shrouded in secrecy as well. So thank you very much.